All right, let's start with prayer, if you would. Would you bow your head, please? Let you lead us in prayer, would you?
This morning, thank you, Lord Jesus, for letting us come this way another day. It was good to be in the house of God. I'm glad, Lord, when they said to me, let's go in the house of the Lord. And I appreciate your love, your mercies, your tenderness, your kindness upon us, Lord. I don't deserve any of it. I pray you'll help me, Lord, get cleaner and closer. Let me lay aside every weight, every sin. When I ask every day, Lord, to purge me, to cleanse me. Wash me every morning, every night when I need a good purge, or in the morning too. I need one. I want my mind and my thinking clean and my heart clean. Well, I've got nothing in my heart, no bitterness, and I ask that every morning, God have mercy on me. Don't let me have no bitterness towards anybody in my heart. You said, Lord, that if we pray to forgive others, Lord, that way when we do pray, Lord, you can forgive us our sins and you hear our prayers. And I know I'm full of holes. Well, I'm just a big old nothing.
Yeah,
and that's
too.
Exactly what I want to be. And I do want to have a standing with you, unknown to the world, but well known to God. And I want to lay aside everything so that I might win souls. That's the most important thing in this world. And people need help. Lord, they're confused and they're on their way to hell and they can't help themselves. And they need somebody to tell them about Jesus. Lord, I'm so glad that somebody told me, instructed me in the ways of righteousness at a young age, Lord, and brought me up into a house, Lord, where I could hear the gospel. You said instill in them when they're young, and when they're older, they'll not depart from it. Lord, and I heard very well. And it got down past my head, and it got in my heart, and didn't accept it until I got, not before I turned 24. But I knew it was real. I knew you were alive. And it was instilled inside of me. And I appreciate, Lord, my praying family, my mother, my brother, sister-in-laws, others in my family, the church that was praying over me, wanted the souls to be saved. And we're living in the last days where we're in a church age where you're knocking outside the door. The Bible says in church age, trying to get into these churches, and you can't do it because their hearts are far from you. They worship with their lips, but their hearts are far from you.
Yeah.
And they don't know the right hand from their left. They're deceived. The people are deceived. And the man standing, or woman these days, standing behind the pulpit is deceived. And they're deceiving, yet they themselves are deceived. And there's just a mess. And we're in a place, Lord, where you said, talking about your peace being in the churches, Lord. And it's in a real church, but it's not in those churches. And I'm glad I have peace in my heart. I'm glad in what you've done for me. And I just want to be a better example, Lord. I want your mannerisms and everything about you, Lord, to flow out on me, Lord, that I might be an effective witness for other souls. Lord, most of all, I want your love. I want to multiply to me a billion times. I need it, Lord. This flesh stings. It's rotten. And it's vile. And it's capable of doing anything and everything. It's always trying to rise up. And I pray you'll have mercy upon me. And I appreciate you helping me. And I want to see them through your eyes, Lord. When there's no vision, the people perish. Lord, and I want that heavenly vision. And I, just anybody and everybody, Lord, we really pray, Lord, we can see them and look in their faces. They're just out on the roads and in different places, and they're strung out on drugs and booze and everything else. And they got the blank stare, the blank look on their face. And, Lord, they're beat down by sin. And they're going to die and go to hell. And they need prayer, and they need somebody to help them. Lord, and when it's meant, I want to be there and I want to have my prayers prayed up where you're working on the other end, and I want to see them in heaven one day. I know that could have been me. I could have been born somewhere else, and I could have already been burning today. And we're no better than anybody else. I'm just thankful, Lord, that you're no respecter of person. You're saved by many or by few. Your hand's not shortened, but it reaches out and it reaches way on down, like the song says. The Savior reached way on down for me. You brought me up, Lord, out of a place of confusion, out of stupidity, and brought me up and gave me a brand new heart, gave me some common sense. I got the mind of Christ. I got the Holy Spirit in my heart. It's not in me living, but you living inside of me. You quit me, made me alive. I've been made brand new, and my desires ain't what they used to be. And I'm thankful, Lord, that we have a true and living God that we can serve, somebody that helps us and communes with us and bears witness to our souls and our hearts that you are real, that you are alive.
Yeah.
And that's what the church world is missing. They're missing the communion. They're missing the peace. They're missing everything that the Holy Spirit brings because they're still dead in trespasses and sins.
Yeah.
And they have no real understanding of what real salvation is. They have religion, but they don't know what salvation is because they're blinded by the God of this world. And he's got them, and he's manipulating them at his will. And he's trying to kill them. He's walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, trying to devour them and take them on down to hell. He delights in them. He delights in killing everything that's good. And all your creatures he wants to destroy. And one day set himself up to be in a place where he's proclaiming himself to be God. And it won't last very long. Lord, you're going to bring it to an end. And all will be closed out. It'll all be over for us. When the rapture will take place, all our works, everything that we can do will be done. Lord, help me to labor while we have life. Help me to labor while we have time. And give my all, Lord, and everything you've given me. Help me to put it towards, Lord, the salvation of souls.
Yeah.
And most of all, help me, Lord, to cast down everything, Lord. Any kind of little thing anybody ever says, Lord. And they say it. They're out there. And they make comments and comment on the job sites, work, and other places. They make comments and say things, a lot of them just to try to provoke and do things. And they don't like the way some people, myself and others, I'm sure, live. But I want to cast that down and just have a smile right for them in the face, Lord. Because I got the peace, I got the joy inside, something. I got the overcomer on the inside.
Yeah.
And they don't have what I have. And I'm not boasting. I've got this freely. All I did was come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. I just was ashamed of myself. I just listened. You gave me enough sense to listen. And that put me in a place to where I was just sick of myself. And I just came and poured out my heart. And you gave me what I'd been looking for. I didn't do anything special. I'm still nothing special. Any man think he's anything, he's nothing. And we aren't nothing, Lord. I know I'm not. And I just want to give you my all. I want to smile right in their face with a real smile, not to be ugly, but to have the boldness and the confidence of the peace and the joy that you provide. And there's nothing they can do with that. Little old Stephen, as a priest, and he got down a real sermon, and you gave him, he knew what was going on. They stoned him with stones, but as he was preaching, he seen their faces. They couldn't take it anymore. And then they come upon him, gnashed on their teeth, gritting their teeth, and grabbed him, took him outside the city. You gave him dying grace. You gave him that type of grace where you let him see you. Enough grace where he could just bend down, and he seen you, and standing on the Father's right hand. And he bent down, leaned over, and said, forgive them, because they're doing this out of ignorance. Don't hold this to their charge. And what a man. And they stoned him to death and gave up the ghost. He had the love and the compassion for souls. That was his main concern, and that's what I want. God help me, have mercy on me. And bless this church, bless all the brethren, all the ones that requests are made, Lord. We're praying. Church is praying over all the sick and the ones near death. Have mercy on them all. And help my brother bring him back, Lord. Give him what he needs in his body, strengthen him. We're looking for it, Lord. We appreciate him. We love him. We appreciate somebody that stood behind the pulpit all these years. I'm sure like great preachers because of you in them, Brother Roloff, Brother Green, Brother McGee, my top four preachers. Lord, I just like all, Lord, I'm sure their congregation loved them because of what they've seen in them, what they felt. And Lord, we love what we feel in him. And we appreciate him bringing him back. And I thank you once again for all your mercies on us, Lord, everything you've done for us. And help us to get out there and win souls. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
That's a good prayer. Anybody else got anything else in your heart you'd like to say or share? Song says, once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, as wretched and vile as could be. But my Savior looked down, and once he seen me, see me afar off, see me forever was, and saved me just like I was and forgave me of all my sins and done something on the inside of me. It changed the outside of me. It's been in newness of Christ for 50-something years. It's wonderful to know Him as your personal Savior, not just know about Him. I knew about Him far back as I can remember as a little boy. And I run from it and fought it and carried on in my flesh and figured I'd just get right when the time was good for me. You know, it don't work like that. You come when the Holy Spirit bids you come, or you don't get to come at all. He's in charge, not you and I, but He makes all the things made known to us and shows us ourselves. If we'll just take a good look at ourselves, we'll see that we're nothing. He's everything. And if we'll just repent of our sins and receive the gospel, the work's done, the price is paid, and the way is made, all you got to do is just come. Just like you are as a sinner, you've got none to bring but your broke heart and your contrite spirit, and you confess that to God, your sins, ask and have mercy upon you, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, that's for salvation. When you get saved, believing He is, and He is the reward of them that diligently seek Him, call on Him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit, and I guarantee you in no wise cast you out. Just get earnest and honest and sincere before God. He already knows you down, sitting, you up, rising, understand your thoughts afar off, and He'll work a work of faith, a labor of love, put it in your heart. If you'll just let Him, He'll make you a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things will pass away. All things will become new to you when you get saved. There's a difference in just being saved in your mind and saved in the heart. For the heart man believeth unto righteousness, mouth confession made unto salvation. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, that's for salvation, will get saved. If you want to get saved, you've got to come with a broke heart, the contrite spirit. See yourself as a sinner. Give your life up and turn your life over to Him. Let Him work a work of faith, the labor of love in your heart. When it happens to you, I guarantee you'll be brand new on the inside. Brand new creature. Old things will pass away, all things become new to you when you get saved. Anybody got anything else on your heart you'd like to say or share? If you do, please feel free. You keep praying for me. I need your prayers. I need the Lord's hand on more than anything else. It's on me, but I'd love to use me again. Anyone else? And pray for us. We'll have that funeral on Tuesday, I think it is, isn't it? Tuesday. Pray for the Lord to use me. He has used me in the funerals, in places where I need to be used. He's used me. I appreciate the Lord's hand on me and want to help be a help to them, a blessing to them. I believe she's been saved, and she told me she had, and that's what I'd asked her. Come right out of her heart. She said, when I was 15 years old, I got saved. And that's what I wanted to hear. I believe she has. And she'd gone to a better place. But pray for the family. Pray God will encourage and comfort them and speak every heart in the family that's not saved. God will deal with them and save all that's lost. Anyone else got anything else on your heart you'd like to say or share? Anyone else? That's a good prayer that God gave Vic to pray. Come right from the heart. That's where I love to hear somebody talking to the Lord. Coming right out of your heart, you're talking to the Lord. And that's the kind of prayer we need to be, is open and honest with the Lord. Anyone else knows? Anyone else got anything else from your heart you'd like to say or share? Anyone else?